Well, apparently it's square. Like, it's, well, the best thing to do is go down there to the to the museum. They got a model down there. How do you use it? But anyway, it's, you know, just like this rug here, it's square, the pattern it is, and it has a bottom in it, and, you know, and it comes up the side. It's just like a fence, you know, except it's got a bottom in it, like a door pattern or something. Now, I guess that's where they got the name from, you know, cow pattern, horse pattern, or what. And it's square, and then it has a tunnel, and then it has what they call a lead that sticks way out, you know, anywhere from 200 or, you know, 300 or 400, ever however long you want it. And the fish just come up against this straight lead and follow on in until he gets to the tunnel. And the tunnel extends out 5 or 6 feet over in the, or further in the middle of the net. And you have that pulled up, and when the fish come in, they, you know, you got that on a gradual incline like that. So comes up, when the fish get in, they automatically want to go back to the bottom, you know, flounders, you know. And so they come up and have to go down. And then they, so principal of the thing of not being able of them get out is because the tunnel's up and they're swimming around, and they, many of them don't come up high in the water. They stay at the bottom and go under it. You know, this part is sticking up, like they come under my arm, go back around the net, you know, keep following four sides around. But the tunnel's sticking out way in here, and they're back under here. So supposedly, you know, a lot of them, you don't lose them.